you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm thrilled because we have a very special guest in studio today. John Garbett is a well-known film producer who has recently been working on a new series for the Mormon Channel and the welfare department called Give Back. Now, it highlights the incredible service efforts by LDS charities rendered all over the world. The series was created in hopes of inspiring viewers to look for more opportunities to serve both at home and abroad. And so far, the producers have filmed harrowing stories in a Syrian refugee camp, is that right?
Right.
A remote village in Sierra Leone, the Philippines, and an orphanage in Romania, among many other places. John is here with me in studio to talk about this touching and inspiring new series. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so talk about where this idea came from, and you know, this is a lot of effort that goes into this series. So why did you think it was so important to do?
Well, you know, I think the idea of service and how service changes people is really a universal truth. And we realize, as you look at all the wonderful people around the world, members of the LDS faith and others, and the work that they're doing on a daily basis to bless the lives of their family, their community, their nation, it's just something we're celebrating. And I think it's just a key core value of our faith and something that we share with so much of the rest of the world.
Why do you think a series like this was needed at this time particularly?
I think, you know, if you watch the news, if you read the newspapers, you become convinced that the problems in the world are too big for anybody to solve. And I think even though we feel like we're in touch with what's happening around us through social media and the news media, I think it can be kind of a debilitating impact. And so showing people sharing stories of people that on an individual basis have made a real difference in the lives of others, I think now more than any other time in our history are things that we need to be celebrating and sharing.
Can you share an experience or two from this series that has really impacted you?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the places that we had the opportunity to go was Kurdistan, which is the northern province of Iraq. And these are give back stories that about the service that's being given to displaced people and refugees as a result of the armed conflict there. And I'll just a quick story. So the capital of Kurdistan is Erbil. It's about 3 million people. And it's close to a community called Mosul, which a lot of people have heard about. So when the ISIS people took over Mosul, the people from that city fled for their lives, literally with not a lot of warning, you know, and they were able to go with the clothes on their backs. And they mm-hmm. came into the capital city. There were no camps. There were no places for people to stay, totally overwhelmed by the situation. So LDS Charities became familiar with a brother and sister who lived next door to one another, who were successful business people. And the brother said, I have a home, another home that I can live in. So I'm going to move out of my house and I'm going to let these refugees, these displaced people move into my house. And family started moving in. And when we were there, I think 15 families, 120 people were living in his home. So imagine opening your home to strangers.
That's a lot.
Kids, moms, dads. And his sister, who stayed in her home and lives next door, started feeding these people and started cooking meals for them. And quickly realized she couldn't finance it. She couldn't really do this. So she made a connection with the LDS charities missionaries that are based there, and they started helping with food and commodities, providing for these people. And, you know, the man who owns the home where these folks are living said, you know, they can stay as long as they need to because, you know, I'm able to be of service. I'm able to give back in this way.
Wow.
And, you know, you meet somebody like that and you think, you know, that's –
I'm not worthy. That's what I would think.
Well, it's a little humbling. You know, you realize he's doing that. So do I have the time to visit a neighbor who's sick or to go, to have somebody kind of, put my arm around somebody who's a little feeling blue today or to make a contribution to the fast offerings of the church or other charitable groups? You know, of course I do. If this man can give up his home and this woman can feed these people, then maybe I can do something too. So it's been a fun series because we've just met so many people around the world that that are doing this and doing it really just out of love for their fellow, their neighbors, their friends, and also a commitment to serving Heavenly Father, whether they're members of our faith or not. You know, this is a principle that they've all embraced. So
I can't imagine how you could work on this series and not have it change you and make a huge impact on you. Have you found that?
Oh, you know, it's made me, it really has. Seeing how people are serving and the variety of ways they're serving, the circumstances that they're in, how challenging their lives are, has just given me a wonderful perspective and helped me to realize I can do a better job in terms of being sensitive to the needs of others and looking for opportunities to serve. Another quick story, one of the give back stories will be about a humanitarian center in Idaho Falls. So in Idaho Falls, a community group came together, spearheaded by members of our faith, and rented a storefront, an abandoned storefront, and set up a community center where they actually make things. Mormons love to make things. We love to make quilts and baby blankets and toys. And so it's open 2 days a week. Hundreds of people show up each of those days, and they spend a very satisfying day physically making items that are then given to the people in Idaho Falls, the homeless shelters, the women's shelter, the Salvation Army. And, you know, you talk to these folks who are volunteering. Many of them are older, and they'll say to you with tears in their eyes, I'm so grateful that I have a place to go, I have things to do, and I can serve locally within my own community. And to me, that's the miracle of kind of the give-back stories is they tie, you know, people all around the world together, no matter, you know, Idaho Falls. I wouldn't think there are that many problems in Idaho Falls, you know, but there's poverty, there's homelessness, there's all the problems that are everywhere in the world.
And there's need everywhere.
There's need everywhere. And so you can find opportunities to serve wherever you live.
Well, John Garbett, thank you so much for being here. The series is called Give Back, and of course you can watch all of the latest episodes of Give Back on the Mormon Channel and also look for a few new monthly episodes there as well. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.